Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Anne, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A deal has been reached between several Catholic entities and the Boy Scouts in their bankruptcy case.
Under the settlement, almost every Roman Catholic entity nationwide that was involved with the Boy Scouts of America, like parishes and schools, would get a distinction that releases them from liability for all scouting-related sex abuse claims from 1976 to the present. The committee representing the Catholic groups is also withdrawing its objections to the Boy Scouts reorganization plan. The groups will have a year to negotiate contributions to a victims' fund in exchange for a full release from liability for all scouting-related abuse claims. The groups had previously argued against the plan, saying it treated troop-sponsoring organizations like churches unfairly and left them exposed to lawsuits. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, the largest in the country, still requiring masks for staff and students, announcing it'll lift that mandate as COVID-19 infection rates continue to plunge. Search and rescue operations continue in Norway as crews look for a missing American MV-2020 Osprey aircraft that had been taking part in a large NATO military exercise in northern Norway. There were four Marines aboard. In one southern state, an old execution method is new again.
South Carolina has given the green light to firing squad executions. It has to do with the state's inability to procure drugs for lethal injection, which forced a decade-long pause in carrying out death sentences. The method was codified into state law last year, and state prison officials say renovations have been completed on the death chamber in Columbia to allow for a firing squad. But that's not the only method available. A law enacted last May made the electric chair the state's primary means of execution, and it also gives inmates the option of death by firing squad or lethal injection if those methods are available. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.